Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the dear family that are in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording. We want to welcome each and every one of you on this blessed Sabbath, July 11, 2015. This is lesson 135, chapter 28, entitled Levi, Matthew, but this is part 4. The opening song to our study today is Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, oh, what words I hear him say. Happy place, so near, so precious, may it find me there each day. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, I will look upon the past, for his love has been so precious, it has won my heart at last. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, where can mortal be more blessed? There I leave my sins and far sorrows, and where weary find sweet rest. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, there I love to weep and pray. While I from his fullness gather grace and comfort every day.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us safely through another week. Thank you for being a loving God, a forgiving God, a merciful God. Thank you, Lord, for not forsaking us, and thank you for giving us your strength to endure throughout this week. Please, Lord, I pray that you open up our eyes and our ears and give us a spiritual understanding of all the words that we are about to read today, dear Father God, the heavenly food that we are about to partake of. Let it be well digested in our hearts and in our mind, so that we can share your words of truth and inspiration with others, and also live them in front of others, dear Father, I pray. Forgive me for my sins and my iniquities and my shortcomings, and anything that I have done in this body, known and unknown. Please be with each and every one of us that are here. Please send your Holy Spirit to be with all of us in our individual homes and places, wherever we may be, and send the Holy Spirit to be the leader in this room, dear Father, I pray. Please be with each and every member, those listening over the phone, those that will be listening at a later time, those listening on the radio. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. In no other name than Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 16, in the King James Version, and it reads, "No man putteth a piece of a new cloth onto an old garment, for that which is put into, fill it up, take it from the garment, and rent it, and rent is made worse." This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 4 in our lesson entitled Levi, Matthew, of our study book, The Sigh of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Luke chapter 5, verse 36. "And he spake also a parable unto them, No man putteth a new piece of garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old."
Luke 5:37, "And no man passeth new wine into old bottles. else the new wine will burst the bottles and will spill, the bottles shall perish. Luke 5:38. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved.
Amen.
Luke 5:39. No man also having drunk old wine straightway desireth new, for the same the old is better. Mark 2:21. No man also soweth a piece of new cloth on an old garment, else the new piece that's filled is up taken away from the old, and the rent is made worse.
Mark 2:22. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine do burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But new wine must be put into new bottles. Amen.
Isaiah 65:8. Thus saith the Lord, as a new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servants' sakes, that I may not destroy them all. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today, dear ones, we will cover page 278 through 279. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us at this moment. We are in Desire Ages, page 278. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following paragraph, blah, blah, blah.
His answer to the disciples of John, Jesus spoke a parable saying, no man putteth a piece of new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. The message of John the Baptist was not to be interwoven with tradition and superstition. Amen. An attempt to blend the pretense of the Pharisees with the devotion of John would only make more evident the breach between them. Desire of Ages, page 278, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What parable did Jesus say? And what was John the Baptist's message not to be interwoven with? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is, no man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old. If others was them bought the new make a rent, the piece that was taken from out the agreement not with the old, and the tradition and separate to blend the presence of the Pharisees with the devotions of John would only make more evident the breach between them.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. It's taken from the book of Isaiah. And is found in Isaiah 65, verse 8 from the King James Version.
As the new wine is found in the cluster, and one said, destroy it not, for a blessing is there.
Desire of Ages, page 278. Nor could the principles of Christ's teaching be united with the forms of Phariseeism. Christ was not to close up the breach that had been made by the teachings of John. He would make more distinct the separation between the old and the new. Jesus further illustrated this fact, saying, no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish.
The skin bodies which were used as vessels to contain the new wine after a time became dry and brittle and were then worthless to serve the same purpose again. In this familiar illustration, Jesus presents the condition of the Jewish leaders, priests, and scribes, and rulers with fixed roots of ceremonies and traditions. Their hearts had become contracted like the dried up wineskins to which he had compared them.
Desire of Ages, page 278. While they remained satisfied with the legal religion, it was impossible for them to become the depositaries of the living truth of heaven. They thought their own righteousness all sufficient and did not desire that a new element should be brought into their religion. The good will of God to men, they did not accept as something apart from themselves. They connected it with their own merit because of their good works.
Salvation, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 278. The faith that works by love and purifies the soul could find no place in the union with the religion of the Pharisees. Made up of ceremonies and injunctions of men, the effort to unite the teaching of Jesus with the established religion would be vain. The vital truth of God, like fermenting wine, would burst the old decaying bottle of the pharisaical tradition. Desire of Ages, 278, paragraph 4. Amen.
I just wanted to just take a few minutes on the illustration with a stony heart. The stony heart was stopping the love of Christ from penetrating the heart of the Pharisees. And the gospel of Christ that was coming, it wasn't only love, as in not the purpose of feeling, but it was principle. And the love was to be able to fulfill the law of liberty, and they wanted to fulfill more the ceremonial law. And those ceremonial law was not changing the heart of becoming new men in Christ. So it's the same thing today. Our stony heart is everything that is keeping the kingdom of heaven and the love of Christ to be in our hearts. So anything that we have before the Lord, it is like this particular picture. The stones are stopping the love of Christ from penetrating and changing us into a new creature in Christ Jesus. It is the same situation of the Old Testament. It is the same thing today. The stony heart is in the need of Jesus' heart of love. And I pray that all of us will be able to really pray and ask the Lord to help us to remove the stony part of our heart, that he can be able to reign supreme within us. Question, boys and girls. What was not the principles of Christ's teaching be united with? And how did Jesus further illustrate the fact of the separation between the old and the new? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is the forms of Pharisaism. And by saying, no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this also is taken from the book of Isaiah. But this is chapter 44, verse 3.
Thank you.
Desire of Ages, page 279. The Pharisees thought themselves too wise to need instruction, too righteous to need salvation, too highly honored to need the honor that comes from Christ. The Savior is turned away from them to find others who would receive the message of heaven. In the untutored fishermen, in the publicans at the marketplace, in the woman of the Samaritan, in the woman of Samaria, in the common people who heard him gladly, he found his new bottle for the new wine. The instrumentalities to use in the gospel work are the souls who gladly receive the light which God sends them. These are highly agents for imparting the knowledge of truth to the world. If those the grace of Christ, his people will become new bottles. He will fill them with new wine. Desire of Ages, page 279, paragraph 1.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Little ones, wouldn't you like to be a new bottle for the Lord that he can pour out his living water of life, that we may become new wine to be able to share the gospel and prepare people for Christ in these days? I sure would. Let's pray for one another that the Lord will do so for each and every one of us, okay? Question, boys and girls. In what condition did Jesus present the actions of the Jewish leaders? And what could find no place for union with the religion of the Pharisees, which was made up of ceremonies and the injunctions of men? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
The answer is priests and scribes and rulers were fixed in a rut of ceremonies and traditions. Their hearts had become contracts like dried up wineskins, which had been compared to them. And the faith that worked by love and purified the soul.
Amen. So let us learn one more scripture song. There is one more for the last one. This one was taken from the book of John. Chapter 1, verse 1 through 5 and 9 through 11.
Was in the beginning with God. All things.
praise the Lord and let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in page 279. Bavola.
Desire of Ages, page 279. The teaching of Christ, though it was represented by the new wine, was not a new doctrine, but the revelation of that which had been taught from the beginning. But to the Pharisees, the truth of God had lost its original significance and beauty. To them, Christ's teaching was new in almost every respect, and it was unrecognized and unacknowledged. Desire of Ages, page 279, paragraph 2.
Desire of Ages 279. Jesus pointed out the power of false teaching to destroy the appreciation and desire for truth. No man, he said, having drunk old wine, straightway desires the new, for he said, the old is better. All the truth that has been given to the world through patriarchs and prophets shone out in new beauty of the words of Christ.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What did the Pharisees think about themselves concerning the honor that comes from Christ? And after they rejected the message of heaven, to whom did the Saviors turn to receive the message? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
The answer is they thought themselves too wise to need instruction, too righteous to need salvation, too highly honored, and in the untutored fisherman in the publican at the marketplace, in the woman of Samaria, in the common people who heard him gladly, he found his new bottles for the new wine.
Desire of Ages, page 279. But the scribes and the Pharisees had no desire for the precious new wine. Until emptied of the old tradition, customs, and practices, they had no place in mind or heart for the teachings of Christ. They clung to the dead forms and turned away from their living truth of the power of God and the power of God. Desire of Ages, page 279, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. Was the teaching of Christ represented by the new wine, a new doctrine? And how did Jesus point out the power of false teaching to destroy their appreciation and desire for the truth? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is know about the revelation of that which had been taught from the beginning, and no man, he said, having drunk old wine straightway, desire new, for he said, the old is better.
Amen. And this is the last song that we're going to share. And this one is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 1 through 7, from the King James Version.
So shalt thou find favor and good.
Praise the Lord. We have come to the ending of the first part of our children's Sabbath school lesson, and this is the section that we ask all those precious little ones to come very close to the mic, because our dear brother Gray will be the one to be able to narrate the story time.
And we start out with Matthew 22, verse 37. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. That means we're supposed to love him completely. Matthew 22:37. He who has the love of God shed abroad in his heart, that means to have our hearts filled with God's love, will reflect the purity and love which exist in Jehovah, another name for Jesus, and which Christ represented in our world. He who has the love of God in his heart has no enmity against or dislike for the law of God, but renders or gives willing obedience to all his commandments, and this constitutes Christianity. That is what makes us Christians. He who has supreme love for God will reveal love to his fellow man. If you love God, you'll love your neighbors, who belong to God both by creation and redemption. Jesus created us, and he died to save us. Love is the fulfilling of the law. If we love God, we will obey his law. And it is the duty of every child of God to render or give obedience to his commandments. The law of God, which is perfect holiness, is the only true standard of character. It tells us how we are to live. Love is expressed in obedience, and perfect love casteth out all fear. That means if we have perfect love, we won't have fear. Those who love God have the seal of God in their foreheads. A seal in the forehead means we willingly and understandingly obey and work the works of God. They do what God wants them to. Would that all who profess Christianity knew what it means to love God practically or in daily practice. They would have some realization or understanding of the infinite holiness of God. That means so great a love that we can't understand it, knowing that he is high and lifted up, and his train fills of glory fills the temple. They would have a powerful influence upon the life and character of those around them, which would work as leaven amidst the mass of humanity, transforming others through the power of Jesus Christ. In other words, our influence would affect others for good. Connected with the source of power, they would never lose their vital or living influence, but would ever increase in efficiency. Efficiency means when you work, you accomplish a lot. Love to God must be a living principle underlying every act and word and thought. A principle is something that doesn't change, like God's law. A policy can change any time a person wants to change. That's what governs men, is policies. If in the strength of Christ we are seeking to maintain such a consecration, we shall be daily holding communion with God. That means we will be reading God's word and praying to him for help. The principles of God's law will dwell in the heart and control the actions. It will then be as natural for us to seek purity and holiness, to shun, that means avoid or keep away from, the spirit and example of the world, and to seek to benefit all around us, as it is for the angels of glory to execute or do the mission of love assigned to them. This is taken from Sons and Daughters of God, page 51. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Matthew 22:37.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear brother. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 5 in our study entitled Levi Matthew of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, blah, blah,
blah. We can all kneel with our heads and our hearts. Our Father, I thank you for this field to have this blessed day. I thank you for this field to live us up this morning and have another blessed day. I pray that we can keep the lessons we learned in our hearts and our minds. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquity and oppress us. Renew our hearts that we may not be able to be fallen to the devil's temptations. Protect us wherever we go. Protect us from the things we see and do. Let us be, show mercy and compassion. Protect us wherever we go. Protect us from the things we see and do. Let us always be thankful for the things that we were given and always please be concerned what me and most do to help you. And I pray that we can help this simple world change when it sees the ways and one day be off of it, that we may be able to be living in righteousness and peace. This, my friend, is precious one. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next week, dear ones, which is Sabbath, July 18, 2015, we will continue with part 5 in our chapter 28 entitled Levi Matthew. We would like to thank all the dear family that participated in the study, and we have also left activity for the family to continue speaking about this meaty subject. That is not only for the Old Testament, but is very prominent for today, that we may also pray to the Lord that He can be able to use us in such a time as this by removing the old garment and giving us a new one that we can truly represent Him in these days of this earth becoming Antichrist by nature. I pray for each and every one of you. Please pray for me, that we may continue walking in this narrow path and bless each and every one of your family and extended family. God bless.